Good morning. Boy, you're noisy this morning. I'm the one that had the vacation. it was great. And now, what? So, all right. Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you today just praising you, for you are God and Savior, King and Redeemer. You, Lord, have paid the penalty for our sin. You've provided for us. You've given us a place, Lord, to gather and to worship you and the freedoms to do so. And we just praise you and thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us this day as we worship you and thank you. And we ask this all and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Would remind you, and if you're a guest with us today, there are prayer cards in front of you. Take those out, fill them out with praises or prayer requests, and then they'll be gathered up here in about 3 or 4 minutes, a little bit longer, depending on how long Bonnie talks. And, oh, she's here. But, yes, they'll be gathered up, and then we'll pray over those. We'll put them on the kneelers up here so that we can come up and get one and take it home and pray over it throughout the week. But they will also be put across our prayer chain. Anything else I'm forgetting? Praise team.
Good morning, church. Would you stand with us?
Of Jacob, who the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power.
Over why I'm up here. Yes. I wanted to thank the children, and I wanted to thank the youth, and for all those who encouraged and helped them, and even including Bonnie.
I didn't do much.
But you all did an awesome job. You really did. So thank you. If you're new with us or you're watching at home, our children did the service last week. Last week was Children's Sunday, and they did a really good job. So, and one other thing I forgot, happy Father's Day.
All right, Brock, I don't have any papers in front of me, so you're it.
That's fail already.
I know, right? I do, but I think it's last week's. Pretty sure. All right. Thank you, because I can't. All right. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. That is our Sunday afternoon study. It is awesome and amazing and opens your eyes to some new thought processes. If you don't have a book and you want a book, I think we can get you one if we don't have one. If you want to just come for the fellowship and the discussion, it's amazing. And it builds a little, but not enough that you would be lost if you joined us every other Sunday or something. But good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow, Family Worship Center, Day of Hope, Fresh Food Initiative, here 2 p.m. Be here by 1:45 if you want to help unload truck and get things. Why are you looking at me like that, Mindy? Mindy's sad. We no longer have any desserts or breads, and that makes other people very sad that come to get it. But if you want to come and hang out, help, we would love to have you. prayer night, Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Be here if you can. If you're not able to be here, just pray at home. Pray wherever you're at. You know we are here. God doesn't need us all in one place. We can join our hearts with His wherever we may be. Crucified Life, that's the study that they are doing on Sunday mornings, 8:45 a.m. here at the church. Also, amazing discussion. I confess that I've gone when I have not read what we were supposed to read, and I still got tons out of it. So we do have extra books, I believe, for that. So if you're an early morning studier, join us. We are once again doing the 4th of July parade, building a float, throwing candy. Uh-oh, here comes my...
Building.
Well, you got to put it together, right? Decorate it and...
Does anybody like to ride on a float and throw candy at people? Yeah?
Two people.
Two people. Oh, yeah. Two people. Throw candy. Two people. That's right. That's right. Well, we need riders this year, as usual. My son has gracefully volunteered to pull the float this year. So he will put up the cross on the float, and we'll make some seats out of some hay or something, and we'll do that again. We do need donations for candy. The bags that I have bought in the past are these Playtime ones from Sam's Club. They're about $14. It looks like last year from donations I bought about 16 bags. I don't know if other people donated, so we need a lot of candy. Oh, speaking of candy, do I have it? I have some in here. Does anybody like catching candy?
Way in the back.
Way in the back.
Good catch. A little safer, then you don't knock anybody out.
Make sure you share.
Pastor wanted some.
Pastor wanted some.
You can throw them back in.
Anyways, if you could let give donations directly to, I guess, Bonnie or myself for candy,
works,
if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know if you want to go on the float. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, and we collect money, too, if you're just a money giver, for donations for the candy, not for, like, my personal use. All right, care team meetings every second Thursday of the month here at Family Worship Center, 6:30 p.m. We meet, and we try to pray over the needs of the church that we know. We try to encourage and plan fellowship opportunities. We need you. If you can come and join us, that would be awesome. We also do the birthday cakes. The beginning of the month, we send out birthday cards and anniversary cards. So many hands makes lighter work, and it makes it more fun. So if you would like to join us, please do. Our next one is July 10th. And if you want more information... Yes. So we have the care team. What is that thing? The check-in. Church teams. All your information is on there. It tells us your birthdays. If you are not in church teams, please see me, and I will put you into the church team. There's a cool app, but that is how I print off the birthday list. So if the birthday is not right, you won't be on it. If you're not in our system, you won't be on it. So if you're not sure, you can let me know. I'll write your name down, and I can check it out and make sure that it is up to date. Oh, man, we are celebrating 35 years. This church, I don't know if everybody knows, but we started as a barn way back when. It was converted into a church 35 years ago. Church actually started across the street in the basement of Pastor Dean and Linda's house. And then they turned this into a church. But I need pictures. I have been tasked with the exciting job of putting all of our pictures into a slideshow. I only have Tracy's pictures. So if you have pictures, I want them. If they're on your computer, I can give you a flash drive. We can take it off your computer. If they're hard copies, I have a scanner at home. I can borrow them for the week, scan them, and then give them back to you. We're not going to do boards where we stick them and they get ruined. We're going to do like a slideshow on big screens. But I need your pictures. Kasha, I'm coming for you. Because I'm told you have some pictures that I want. So please, please, please get me some pictures. I will make it as painless as possible. I will do all the work. If you just show me what you have, I'll figure out how to get it where I need it to be. But we are also going to have food and fun on August 17th at the pavilion by the car wash. There, I believe, will be a sign-up for food. Is that true?
Yes.
Eventually? Yep. Evan and John have... Connor, are you on that too?
Yes.
All right. He looks... He sounds so excited. So the Reeds have graciously offered to head up the food. So there will be a sign-up. They will tell us what they need. I have in front of me a clipboard with a list. We are trying to remember anybody and everybody who has ever attended this church. We want to invite them back to celebrate with us. This is a list. We're going to pass this around. Please check it out. If you think of somebody, write their name down. You don't have to know where they are. You may not even know their last name. So read the list. If you see a name that doesn't have a last name and you know who that is, add it. We will do our very best to make sure that everybody is invited back.
Somebody asked me last week that it is the pastor's name, and I reassured them that someone else was getting that.
Yes. Yes, the pastors are not listed on there, but they are on a separate list to be invited. All of them. There's a lot of them. Just saying. But so please, please, please help us to make sure nobody gets missed. Because that would be terrible. I'm doing my best to talk a lot just because he said that comment. All right, prayer cards. They are located in the foyer or the back of the seat front in front of you. So the reason we do the cards versus the hands up is because Jamie reads them or can't read them all. No, that's not true. She does read them or she does pray over them, but the ones that are spoken out in the congregate, they can't hear it at home. So we're trying to make sure that everybody can hear and know what those requests are. Is that it? Oh, yeah, my favorite part.
Yeah.
All right. So we have this really awesome check-in system where you just text the word check to 517-522-4062, and you check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. Parents will receive a security code to get your children out of class. We are doing our very, very best to make this a safe place for our kids as well as our adults. And also, we're trying to alleviate some of the work that Brock has to do. When you text and check in, it makes less work for Brock to figure out who's here and just it streamlines things. So if you would please text to check in now. What? That's the time now? Okay. I need some helpers. You were waiting for that. Does anybody want to help me collect prayer requests? Prayer cards? All right.
Okay. Are there anything that did not get on a card quite, or any words of testimony, any sharing before I get to prayer here? Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you that today is Father's Day. And as we said over Mother's Day, we understand that that is not always a joyful thing for everyone. And we want to lift up the broken and the hurting today to you, Lord. And we thank you that you went to great lengths, extreme lengths, to ensure that all of us would be loved and known as a child of God, and that you want to be known as Father. So we praise you for that. Our Father God, who loves us so much that it pleased you to crush your Son for our sakes. So we do in that spirit celebrate Father's Day and the fathers among us. I thank you for the fathers who work hard to provide for their families. I ask that you would pour out your blessings on them. Lord, I want to praise you for Martha's friend, Larry, that all of his blood tests are normal. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He does not have to go to for another couple months here to be checked. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in their lives. We lift up Mindy's mom, healing for two fractures in her arm. Lord, I just ask that you would touch her and comfort her and give her pain-free resting and waiting while her arm heals. I'm going to lift up also... And she is thanking you that her fall was not worse. Yes, absolutely. And we thank you that you are protecting us in our falls. We never know. They could be so much worse, Lord. So we just thank you so much for that. Father, we lift up to you Morgan and her grandpa, who is not doing well. He's at the end of his, I think she said, I'm trying to think of the name of the disease, at the end of his Parkinson's journey and on hospice now. I ask that you would go with them as they travel down to Ohio to be with him and say their goodbyes. Father, I thank you for grandparents and what they mean to us. I ask that you would help him have meaningful last connections and give him comfort. Father, we ask for we're going to lift up Bob Sorensen to you. 4-hour visits with the prosthetic department on Wednesday. We just ask that you would give wisdom and direction and strength and courage as they take those next steps and try to get a right fit for him. And that's all a big new learning curve. And we just want to continue to remember them to you in prayer. Bonnie has a praise that she got a job at the Chelsea Senior Center. Thank you so much for providing for them. She sounds really exciting. She sounds really excited based on her handwriting. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for Glenda's unspoken blessing. We thank you for the way you are working in our lives, in the unseen and the seen. And we just want to praise you with her. A praise for prayers for John, Kathy's friend John, who has now passed from this life. We ask for comfort and healing for everyone who knew him and misses him and has hurt in their hearts over this loss. Thank you for Kathy, and I ask that you would comfort her in his passing. Father, we lift up to you Joe Sharkey. And you see him, Lord. You are holding him. You see his needs. You see his emotional and spiritual needs. And I don't have any understanding of the situation, Lord, but I do know that you can provide friends. You can provide guidance. You can provide instruction and wisdom and love and compassion. We just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would pour out all of that on Joe and just draw him closer and closer to your heart. Help him to know that he is not unseen and forgotten, but that he is loved. He is our brother. Thank you, Lord, for this church family. Thank you for the way we work together and do life together. I thank you for each one here, new faces and old faces. I praise you for the freedom that we enjoy in this country and for our protections. And every public servant who lays down their life on our behalf, we give you praise. We ask that you administer to our hearts now, Lord. Help us to be receptive to the word that you have for us to hear and that we would have ears to hear. We thank you for who you are. You are our good, good Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand and worship with us some more?
Thousand stories of what they think.
Father is portrayed in Luke. He's scanning the horizon for his son, and no sooner does he catch a glimpse of him on the horizon, but he begins to run. And a father did not run back in ancient times. It was dishonorable, but he picked up his robes and showed his ankles and ran. And then when he got to him, he embraced him and he kissed him. And that is what God is doing for all of us. And he is so good. And he sent the Son of Man to seek and save that which was lost.
My spirit yearns for you.
you, God, that you want to be known as Father. Thank you, Lord, for your love. You may be seated.
I'm always a little hesitant if I'm up here at the right time or not. I don't pay close enough attention. Yeah. This is me. All right, stewardship. I like to think about this in its utilizing or caring for or tending to resources of another in a way that accomplishes the objectives of the owner. And we think of these resources or from God as gifts. Our time, our money, our relationships. What is the greatest gift you can think of from God? Most of the church answer is salvation or Jesus. I'm going to challenge that a little bit here. Let's look at Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God. So we're saved by our faith. Salvation is probably the blessing, the reward, the gift. But the other, what gets us there is faith. So there's a little bit of an argument that maybe faith is the greatest gift from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about faith as a spiritual gift. And in Hebrews 10, verse 38, this is a quote, my righteous shall live by faith. Hebrews 12, 2 calls Jesus the author, or my latest translation here I'm using, or founder and perfecter of our faith. So we get this gift of faith. When we get it, I meant to bring a prop, like a bag of seeds. When we get it, is it complete? Like I can have a bag of bean seeds, and hand it to one of you and say, here, I'm giving you beans, but it's not much good, is it? It's got to grow. And if you think about your own faith, I know for me, if I think about my own faith, I hope it's not done yet. I hope it's going to get better, right? It's coming up a little short, quite frankly. In Philippians 2 says, work out your salvation. I think some translations says, work out your faith. And I don't know the whole language here, but that term work out makes me think of exercise, right? The athletes, they work out. The bodybuilders, they work out to grow their strength, their endurance. And that has the same implications here. You want to exercise it. In fact, Hebrews 12, verse 1 talks about run with endurance. Run the good race with endurance. So what does the stewardship of your faith look like? If we read in Hebrews 11, you'll see a long list, starting way back with Abel, of individuals that demonstrated faith and how they reached out. And there's some commonalities in there. It's going to look different for everybody. That list, each one of them, it looks a little bit different for. Each one of you, it's going to look a little bit different for. But I think it's going to include three components. It's going to include a relationship with God. That's your Bible. That's prayer. It's going to include connecting with other believers, showing up here Sunday morning. The classes that are offered that Bonnie announces, some picnics, right? It's going to include challenges and trials. It's going to be uncomfortable, sometimes even painful. So I'm just going to finish with what James says here. Count it all joy, my brothers. This is in chapter 1 of James, starting in verse 2. When you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So with that, I'll ask my volunteers to come up for the offering. you'll pray with me. Father God, we come to you. We come and show up in this place worshiping and praising you because you planted a seed of faith in each one of us. So Lord, as we go through not only today, but tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, the rest of this week, I pray that each one of us would take a moment, at least a moment, and some time to work out that faith that you've blessed us with so much. And by faith, we come and return part of what you've blessed us with over the week. And we know that these gifts, these offerings, these tithes, they'll be blessed by you, and they'll be used by you to encourage others and to make your name known. In Jesus' name, amen.
If I could have my, wow, that's hot. If I could have my children up here. You'll have to excuse me because I was just asked about 10 minutes ago if I would do this. I guess I'm the last resort. Okay. So first of all, what are we celebrating today? Father's Day. We want to thank God for all of our fathers, right? And we love our fathers, right?
Yeah.
Do we just have one father?
Yeah.
Let's think about that. Does Miss Mindy have a father?
Yeah.
Do I have another father? What's my other father?
Jesus.
And just like our fathers here on earth take care of us, Jesus takes care of us, right? It was John this morning that was talking about walking on a cliff. Would you rather hold on to God's hand, or would you rather have God hold on to your hand?
Hold on to God's hand.
You want to hold on to God's hand?
Yeah.
Well, it's different for everybody. I would want God to hold on to me, because then I know he's got a firm grip on me. And he's got a firm grip on all of you, and he's got something special for each one of you. He's got a special purpose for your life. Some of you may be doctors, nurses. Some of you may go into the ministry. A what?
A cop.
Yes, you could be a cop. And in all those jobs, God will equip you for your job, and he'll want you to use your skills to talk to people. Like if Brody would become a policeman, or an EMT, let's say an EMT, and he's there at an accident, and this person's really, really hurt. What could Brody do? What could he do?
Call
911. Call 911, right. He could also sit there and pray with them, right? Right. So whatever occupation you're going to have, whatever job you're going to have, Jesus is going to use you. Okay? He uses Miss Mindy. He used a lady this while we were on vacation. My mom fell, and God provided an emergency room nurse that had been working there, and she checked over my mom. So God was watching over my mom, and I thank God for that. So let's go to prayer. Let's thank him for our earthly fathers, and let's thank him that he is our heavenly father. Okay? Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and God, I just want to thank you for these kids. God, I want to thank you for their hearts, their joy, their laughter. And God, I just want to pray a special blessing on them as you prepare them for what they will do in their adult life, Father God. And I pray that they will be used now and forever for your glory, Father God. I pray that you would have a special blessing for each one of them and keep hold tight on them, Father. Grip them in your hands, Father God, and just lead them. These things we ask and praise you for in your name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. All right, guys, have fun in class.
Let's stand and sing together. God, you're so good.
Mindy and I went out and to Sequoia National Park or National Forest, whatever it is, and we also went to Yosemite National Park. God is awesome. To look up a 200, almost 300 foot tree that has a base wider than this room and know that there is a God. What an awesome thing. I thank you for that, because without you, we wouldn't have been able to go. So this is the visual Bible I was talking that I told the kids, watch this, it's really good, and they killed all the kids. If you want to borrow this, please let me know. It is word for word from the NIV, the Gospel of Matthew. And it's acted out, of course. If you're interested, please let me know. You can borrow it. It really is good. I would like to invite you all to stay. There's time of fellowship. Guys, they've got cupcakes for us. And then Roseanne wants to say something. I'll let Roseanne speak, and then I'll close this in prayer.
Pastor shared about if you feel led to do something and if you're gifted in something. I just wanted to let people know that there are positions that we do need people, if you feel led, that you want to help. We need somebody to be in charge of the kitchen, to make sure supplies are there and make sure everything goes smoothly when we have potlucks and stuff. We still need somebody to help out with outside. Be in charge of outside. We need somebody to be in charge of
Ralph's doing outside.
Yeah. Somebody inside to notice if there's something wrong, if there's a light bulb that needs fixed.
You volunteered. I have it in writing.
But there are, and we need more people to volunteer on the praise team. There are things that, you know, we need people to step up and be participate and be a part of. Also, next Saturday is our first picnic at Townsley's house. Huh?
Something like that.
Something like that.
At Brock's place.
At 1 o'clock? 1 to 3.
Something like that.
You can tell his wife's taking care of all of it.
And would you like to have a little idea of how many people are coming?
Everybody raise your hands. There's going to be a few.
Four. Okay. This is our first
one. Bring a chair.
So it's going to be... It's a trial how things work out for that, but I'm excited about all the picnics for the summer.
Yes.
So that's all.
Well, that's all. Thank you. Right. Good. Lots of food. Lots of food in there. Please stay and help us consume that. Along the lines of the picnics, if you're interested and you haven't already talked to me about being baptized, please let me know. And if you have talk to me about being baptized, I need to know when you would like to be. So please let me know that as well, because we can do it every place but at Brock's unless we fill a tub of water there. But most of the places we have access to a lake one way or another, or a pool. So horse trough, whatever. So would you join me in prayer? Lord, we are truly grateful for the family you place around us. We're thankful, Lord, for your creation and the beauty and wonder, Lord, of each and every sunset and sunrise. You have blessed us so abundantly, and we are truly, truly thankful. We ask, Lord, that you, we thank you for the food we're about to partake in and in the fellowship, and we ask, Lord, that you give us the opportunities to share the gospel, to proclaim the kingdom, to make disciples. And we ask it all and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.